High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Harold Jacobs, he is the chairperson of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies in Gauteng, and finding out, you know, what they have to say about Al Jamaa pulling out of the coalition agreement with the DA. Now, according to Al Jamaa, as well as the other analysts that we've spoken to this morning, there never was a signed agreement. So did they pull out? I don't know. But good morning, Harold. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you so much for, you know, for your time this morning. What is the reaction by the SAJBD to Al Jamaa pulling out? And why is it important? Why is it significant?
Yeah. Kathy, it is extremely important that the residents and taxpayers of Johannesburg are protected in these times. The DA have driven a coalition arrangement, a team of people, obviously with competing interests, but ostensibly looking to fix the city. I can't say it better than Mr. Isaac Mashaba, whose opinion I'm going to quote. It's in the Citizen this morning. He says coalitions, they should be putting aside party differences and fix many broken things. We say all the parties must work together in the interests of the people. We also say you don't need to sacrifice your own values for that purpose.
Right.
But quite frankly, it's time in South Africa generally, and in particular in the city of Johannesburg, that the infrastructure, the hospitals, the roads, the service delivery, the collection of revenue be enhanced so that all of the people in Johannesburg, the residents, their lives are improved.
Okay. All right. I just thought that was quite interesting because, I mean, is this the Jewish Board of Deputies showing support for the DA? Because I had no idea that the DA was considered a pro-Israel party. I had no clue. It's only from a Citizen article that I actually saw that.
Yes. We're not saying be pro-DA and or against Al Jamaa. What we are saying is work in the best interests of your citizens.
Yeah.
Put aside party differences, as we've learned over the last several weeks. There are many coalition endeavors. Alliances need to be formed. And don't sacrifice your own principles. Don't sacrifice your own values. But ensure that the people who voted you in, whether it be in Lanasia or Glen Hazel, make sure that their interests are taken care of.
Harold, just a few minutes ago, actually spoke to Muhammad Hanif Ibrahim Hendricks. He's the founder and the leader of Al Jamaa. And he was saying that they are planning to rename Sandton Drive Leila Khalid Drive. I'm sure you know who Leila Khalid is. And also they want to open up Hamas offices in Johannesburg. They already have offices here in Cape Town. What's your thought as, you know, as Jewish communal leadership about that? Because certainly Hamas is a terrorist threat to Jews, not to Israelis, it's to Jews.
Yes, it introduces extremist views into Johannesburg. And the Board of Deputies in Gauteng, and I can't speak for the national chairperson, but we do oppose the renaming of Sandton Drive, and we will do our level best to act on behalf of the Jewish community, which is our mandate.
Yeah, very interesting.
This will polarize the people in Johannesburg, and insofar as our interview is concerned, we're in fact saying, put aside your differences, your political differences, but please make sure that the interests and the prosperity of the city, its legacy needs to be reestablished. And I believe that is what the mayor and her team made up, the mayoral committee team made up of several parties. That's her firm intention.
Yeah. Harold, that is where we have to leave it. I hope we do get to chat again. And I wish you a wonderful day. That's Harold Jacobs, chairperson of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies in Gauteng.